They're great.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
Right. I was just looking on our website, donandmikewebsite.com. You'll see Matt the Pollock wearing his beautiful dress, making kind of a gay pose on the front page.
Delightful photograph.
We are sending him to Baltimore this weekend for the Gay Pride Parade. We'll have that report for us on a Monday's episode.
Yay.
Also, quick questions for anybody back there in the room who might be listening to the show right now.
Yeah.
That would be absolutely no one back there.
Anybody? Are they all? Is it empty?
Just the crickets.
It's an empty room back there?
Matt's listening, but he doesn't know how to turn the mic on.
Where's John at?
John's right here.
He quit. Move to Ukiah.
Bought a goat farm.
I was just looking at the message board on our website.
Yeah.
And someone had a good question. I thought it says if you click on the link on our front page where it says get the whole show now on podcast.
Yeah, I know.
It takes you to a link for Ozzy Osbourne and the Madden game.
Yeah, I changed the box up front because I'm not as smart as Craig is when it comes to changing things.
Craig's our web guy.
Taken care of.
It'll be taken care of.
Yes,
so, and just one more question for those who are into that: can you get the full show podcast on our website, or do you have to go to the Free FM site?
You have to go to the Free FM site.
Well, shouldn't we just have a link on our website then that just links you there?
Again, I tried that and it didn't work. I'm getting Craig to get that fixed as all.
Also. Craig is the web wizard.
Yes. Yeah, I'm just a schmuck.
No doubt about that, but you're an awesome schmuck.
Well, thank you. Awesome. Mark Schlereth passes along his apologies. He had a studio mishap in ESPN. We'll try to schedule something for next week.
Gotcha. He was taking that supplement that Matt Lauer was talking about. That was
well. That's the only studio mishap.
But when we're talking about things like loose stool and oily discharge, at best they sound annoying. But I would imagine on the other end of the spectrum, they can get fairly severe. And some of the educational material on this drug actually says you might want to think about bringing an extra pair of pants to work with.
Send some trousers. Send some trousers to Studio 2 for Mr. Schlereth.
Sorry for the problem. Sorry for the emergency stink.
Well, we'll get this stuff on our website figured out.
Yeah.
The entire show is now available on podcast. Every day you can download the whole thing.
Good.
But I guess we'll have a link on the website because our link is screwed up right now.
Good stuff.
Well, thank you very hard. And now here's Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
There are happy endings, sort of. The North Carolina district attorney who wrongly prosecuted Duke lacrosse players for rape has announced his resignation.
I like rape.
Professional stain Mike Nifong is also currently standing trial for ethics violence.
Why do you favor rape?
This guy, you want to talk about no redeeming qualities, you know?
Right?
Yeah. I mean, just the guy has no remorse at all.
Duke University.
Loose Duke.
He's
Duke.
The oily discharge.
Pool, what did I say, Pook? It's a combination of poop and Duke.
Duke, Pook.
Pook.
Pookie.
Well, that would be puke, P-U-K-E.
Yes, puke. We're hearing some encouraging news, though.
How come no one's ever called them Puke University?
Puke University. I'm sure that's been said.
Must have.
That's a disrespectful term.
I'm sure that's been said by North Carolina, NC State.
Don't diss the Blue Devils.
You know who I love there is Coach KKK.
Coach KKK, fantastic. Always wears a white suit to the game.
At Puke.
At Puke University.
Puke U. We're hearing some very encouraging news about the troubles we've been having in space. The Russian computers that control the most crucial functions of the International Space Station went haywire, including the navigation and oxygen systems. But today we're hearing there's progress in fixing the problem. We've also learned the space station could remain in orbit for months, even without navigation. But a Russian source tells ABC News his people suspect the U.S. caused the problem, that setting up a solar panel may have caused electromagnetic interference with the space station's computer, shutting it down.
Have you noticed those Russians are getting nasty again? They're getting bad. You know,
they're
I always said,
booty boot.
I said, even when that wall came down, I said, remember, they're the enemy. They're always going to be the enemy. They always have been the enemy. That's just the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. They're feeling their oats. Our astronauts, of course.
Russians.
They stink to begin with. And I mean that purely from a hygienic sense.
I see.
You want to talk about bad teeth. Look at this. Do you think the English have the bad teeth?
Poor people in their bandanas waiting in line to pay 8 million rubles for a Big Mac.
Yes. Or standing even longer line to get big plate of toilet paper.
But you know somewhere, They got a rocket that's as big as a Buick that just has the American flag painted on the front of it.
That's right, that they get ready to drop on us at drop of hat. I hate them. You should remember, they are enemy forever.
That's why we shouldn't let these foreigners in our space capsules.
That's right, sharing
that. We invented space travel.
Right.
I bet if our American astronauts turn their back on cosmonaut, they'll get strangled. Or at worst, they'll get scraped on cheek like golfer, American golfer John Daly.
Great astronaut, John Daly.
Great fat astronaut.
Oh, our astronauts have their own problems trying to fix a protective layer of the space shuttle in order to perhaps make a safe and timely return to planet Earth.
You just scrape off the protective ice.
There you go.
I saw on TV today they got another one of those gigantic holes in the side of this thing, and they were sending them out, sending the astronauts out
right.
with a stapler.
Yeah.
They were going to float in space
high tech
with a goddamn stapler to put the thing back together.
And the stapler was from the first aid kit. It's not even like a repair.
Yeah, right.
God. Staples say cheap. You know what I mean?
God bless Swingline.
Pixie! Nothing says cheap like a staple. You ever you get a piece of furniture and you turn it around like it's upholstered and you see it's stapled on
That's
there.
It.
Right.
Why don't they just do what I do? Duct tape it together.
Duct tape. I like duct tape better than staples.
Strong stuff.
I can't tell you how many car bumpers I kept together over the years with duct tape. And I'm sure like most people, you get to a point when if you've got a big black rubber bumper on your car, if you're in an artistic mood, you can take a roll of black duct tape.
Right.
And I would actually roll it from one end of the bumper, almost like applying a bandage to somebody, to the other side.
Like wrapping a hockey stick.
Yeah, where it would look so beautiful.
A smooth line, sure.
Tiny.
Until you first got outside and drove for 10 minutes, and every piece of garbage started to stick
to the edges.
To the back bumper.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the side of my car?
Looks great.
You know what's on that? Duct tape.
Duct tape.
Did you really?
I got duct tape, and I'm waiting a month for the parts.
And you found it in that silver
just
blue.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Which is nice.
I've never seen blue duct tape.
Yeah, just a bunch of white trash.
Race to the punchline.
Hey-ho!
There are 7 Americans on the shuttle, 3 on the space station, and 1 Paris Hilton in jail.
Listen, space is an American place. Thank you.
Amen.
I don't want to alarm anybody, but the satellite...
Oh, no.
The satellite that does most of our hurricane tracking is about to fall out of the sky. If this weather satellite does fail any day now, as expected, it would cut the accuracy of your average 3-day forecast by 16%.
That's okay, because they're so accurate anyway.
Well, here's why that's important, because in a hurricane, that reduced accuracy can make all the difference as to whether or not a city's evacuated. And this aging satellite isn't due to be replaced until 2016. What could possibly go wrong? Here's what. The head of Homeland Security is warning New York City to brace for a hurricane strong enough to flood lower Manhattan. Please. Historically, the city has a hurricane of this size about every 90 years, and it's time. Such a storm would require the evacuation of 3 million people.
Well, are they going to... You don't have the answer to this. I'm going to ask you anyway.
He's just stirring up the pot right now.
They going to send another satellite up sooner?
Hopefully. When people hear this story and become concerned, hopefully that will speed up the process, and hopefully we'll get the replacement satellite up before this one craps
out. Let's hope the bad satellite falls on Sam Champion. Incidentally, this morning on Good Morning America, they were doing a thing for Father's Day with Emeril about the best backyard cookout with burgers and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm watching.
They've never done that piece before.
Well,
really groundbreaking.
I'm really gay for Emeril. I like watching him on TV.
Right.
And he was putting jalapenos and junk into his burger. And I was watching this. And Sam Champion had on a shirt. First off, no offense to Buzz here.
All right.
It's not about his shirt. It's about his dungarees.
Okay.
They were all casual because they were doing like a cookout thing
right.
on the outside set. Even Diane Sawyer had like regular Levi's on.
Right. Casual.
This guy, Sam Champion, had what appeared to be like Jordache jeans. And
from the 80s.
And here's the pattern of the button down shirt he had. A red and white checkerboard tablecloth.
Oh.
All he needed was a bandana around his neck, and he could have been in Brokeback Mountain.
Did he look like Woody from Toy Story?
I saw him. He looked like a chorus boy from Oklahoma.
Okay.
And he got the picture now.
And he was doing this thing. They're standing there eating these hamburgers, and Emeril's going, how is it? And all of them, even Diane Sawyer, is just eating.
They're scarfing it down?
Sam Champion was delicately licking his fingers.
Because he took a tiny little girl's bite, right?
Like, oh, my God. My fingers, they're all messy.
I don't want to mess up the manicure.
I'm Sam Champion. I'm handsome.
The checkerboard shirt.
Well, with all the various possible dangers, this might come in handy for New Yorkers. The NYPD says it's going to start accepting 911 text messages. Hey, don't LOL. It's already being done in Colorado, Alaska, Connecticut, and Missouri, due to arrive soon in Los Angeles. They're doing it in Boston as well. Tipsters are even sending pictures and video of crimes to the police, which is helpful to them.
Awesome. I like this.
I text American Idol when I'm in trouble.
How's that working out?
Melinda Doolittle, come and save me.
New York State is apparently about to follow in the footsteps of seven other states legalizing medical marijuana. The Democrat-controlled Assembly's already okayed it. The Republican-controlled Senate is expected to do the same. Even New York's Governor Spitzer, who opposed medical marijuana in his campaign.
Do you keep all these stories in your big green
hand? I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
You keep it in your big normal suitcase.
The governor says he will now sign the bill.
You know, Buzz, he got two suitcases, normal and NAMBLA.
He gets up at night, he looks in the sky, and there is a big light, and it's a five-leafed plant.
Yes.
And he says, time to do a pot story.
Just like Batman.
Pot cave.
Pot man.
Well, enough about New York and pot. In Dallas, they're worried about a drug that's become as popular with teenagers as marijuana.
Exactly.
This one, however, is really dangerous. It's called cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Cheese.
Oh, no.
Yes, cheese heroin. It's a blend of black tar Mexican heroin and crushed tablets of Tylenol PM or any over-the-counter drug that contains the antihistamine diphenhydramine. For when heroin alone just isn't enough.
This stuff is great.
Now, you take it all the time, right,
all
Robbie?
All the time. I put it on bread crackers.
Are you on the heroin now?
Yes, I am. Now
cheese,
I am.
Cheese heroin.
I couldn't find good crack anymore.
Uh-huh.
The guy that I bought it from downtown on Constitution Avenue, he's just not there anymore.
Huh. Well, what are you doing? So you're taking the heroin, and do you shoot the heroin now?
No, I eat it. I buy this cheese heroin, which he says is diphenhydramine and black tar heroin,
exactly,
from Mexico.
Isn't it polio string heroin?
I have the polio string heroin. I also have kind that it's half the cheese heroin and half Monterey Jack.
Cheddar, I like that.
It's delicious.
I like this sharp cheddar heroin.
Oh, it's good.
It's
good
too.
On a sandwich.
What about port?
Port wine heroin.
Port wine heroin.
Wonderful on a piece of bread. But I've never been higher.
Are you high right now?
I am off my nut high right now. I mean, it is great. The colors are brighter. I'm sorry, Buzz. Go ahead. I'm high. My timing is
off. I know. It's two downers in one. The war on drugs has already driven down the price of heroin, making it affordable to almost everyone.
Well, that's why Rob can afford it.
Cheese heroin is available for as little as $2. And so far, it's killed 21 teenagers in the Dallas area. In spite of that, the popularity of cheese...
No wonder you said to me, can I have $2 before?
...is spreading.
And you know what's great is if you get it in the can. The squirt cheese heroin
do you
is
still,
wonderful.
Buy your heroin with a $2 bill?
I do.
That's very queer.
Sometimes I use... 4 50-cent pieces.
Does your heroin come individually wrapped?
Oh, the slices. Yes,
yeah,
singles. Heroin cheese singles. With 4 ounces of heroin in every slice.
Heroin cheese singles.
Kraft.
I love getting high.
Arnold Schwarzenegger says, learn to speak English. That's among our stories when we return.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.